The Heart Foundation is leading the fight against heart disease. So this September, when our Big Heart Appeal volunteers knock on your door, please give generously or donate today at heartfoundation.org.au/bigheart because your big heart really can help others.
Well, the former Prime Minister Julie Gillard will appear before the Hayden Royal Commission into the unions today to answer questions about the AW slush fund she helped establish in 1992 for her then boyfriend, the former AW official Bruce Wilson. She's listed as the third witness to give evidence today. I'm sure that will be broadcast live on television. At this stage, the details of that are not clear, but you can keep an eye on Sky or ABC News 24. You can also watch evidence via the Royal Commission website. That is tradeunionroyalcommission.gov.au. You go there and click on the live stream link, tradeunionroyalcommission.gov.au. Well, yesterday, the Federal Court judge, Bernard Murphy, I loathe to use that term, he's only a judge because she made him one, he appeared before the inquiry. He was a senior partner at the law firm Slater & Gordon in 1992 and was Miss Gillard's boss. He and Gillard both left Slater & Gordon in 1995 after other partners discovered the existence of the slush fund. The other partners did not know about the fund earlier because Miss Gillard didn't open a file. Yesterday, Justice Murphy told the inquiry Slater and Gordon partners had been concerned, quote, Julie Gillard had created an association which might have been set up corruptly and might have involved corrupt monies, unquote. On the question of Miss Gillard failing to make a file, he said he, quote, would have opened a file in those circumstances. Of course, they're all running for cover here. And at one stage in the past, well, that's another story, but he agreed, this Murphy, that there was nothing in the slush fund's rules allowing it to be used as a union election fund. He said Slater and Gordon's partners had been, quote, very concerned, unquote, about Miss Gillard's involvement in the conveyancing of a Melbourne property purchased with money from the slush fund. And he said he'd heard rumours that money from the slush fund was used to pay for renovations at Julia Gillard's house, but he'd been reassured by Miss Gillard that those rumours weren't true. We'll hear what Miss Gillard has to say today under oath.
The Heart Foundation is leading the fight against heart disease. So this September, when our Big Heart Appeal volunteers knock on your door, please give generously or donate today at heartfoundation.org.au/bigheart because your big heart really can help others.